You expect twanging sitars and women in saris at a classical Indian music concert, but you probably don't expect to see a musician in his 20s sitting on a giant purple exercise ball at the door. But that's exactly what you'll find at the Sangati Music Center, in a quiet tree-lined corner of San Francisco's Mission District.
The ball is my throne. I sit there and I collect admission from people, or whoever is sitting at the door and doing that sits on the ball. That's kind of been the mascot of the Sangati Center.
Gautam Tejas Ganeshan started Sangati 2 years ago, trying to bring Indian classical music out of church basements and concert halls. Growing up in Houston, he says, he knew there was a big Indian art scene, but it wasn't on the general Houston art map. It happened in high school auditoriums and was advertised through the temple. You could access it, but only if you were in the know.
So I think that in the way that I run the Sangati Center, that is a marked difference, is that I really want everybody who would like to come to the concerts to come. I don't have an agenda of reaching out to Indians in particular or people who already know about Indian classical music in particular. I really want anyone who would like it to know.
Ganeshan wants Sangati to be part of the larger arts community. He throws open the doors during neighborhood arts walks or the Mission Arts and Performance Project and hosts open houses. He says it surprises some of his neighbors.
The fact that something like Indian classical music could have a community vibrant enough to sustain a 6-concert-a-month booking for over 2 years now surprises many people. They're like, wait, what is that? You mean it's not a yoga studio? No, it's an Indian classical music community center.
That's right. It's a community center, something you don't always associate with Indian classical music. And the atmosphere is informal. The music is all acoustic, and you sit with cushions and blankets on the carpeted floor. There isn't even a real stage.
There's an area that is the area where the performers sit, and you know that area kind of has more plants, and it's obvious when you come in the room that the attention is focused there. But no, there's no stage. You can sit 1 foot from the artist if you want to. You know, this is not a glamorous thing.
But it gives the music a kind of cool, urban, hip spin, which has brought in a new generation of young Indian Americans who are interested in the music, but having grown up here, have always felt slightly intimidated by it. On a warm summer evening, Robin Sukhadia is teaching tabla, or the Indian drum, to a class of beginners, sitting in a semicircle in front of him, most of them second-generation Indian Americans like him.
Tune sounds very much like the note itself. Tune.
Sukhadia grew up in Toronto and Ohio and never really had much exposure to Indian classical music.
My parents were not into classical Indian music whatsoever. In fact, the music we listened to was all Bollywood film music. My dad was a huge fan of Asha Bhosle and Rafi and Mukesh and all the great singers, and I grew up listening to those records in our household. My dad, much to my mom's dismay, spent a lot